you're essentially building a relationship to where when I need to end up making the purchase, because you've given me all that value, because you've given me the information, I trust you already, and I'm more likely to hire you than I am to go find some other person and figure out if they're a good fit for me.
Hey, stop, Travis, stop the music. Hold on. Check it out. I got a little special announcement here for you today, something that we're starting on the Contractor Fight podcast. We know that you're busy. We know that you got a lot of things flying at you every day, but we also know, because we hear from you on a regular basis, that you need all the help you can get leveling up your business IQ. And that's why we have what's called the Daily Hits. Daily Hits. What you get when you subscribe to the Daily Hits is you get actionable advice to grow your contracting business in less than 2 minutes a day. We talk about sales and mindset and operations and leadership and marketing, anything and everything that is going to help you grow a stronger business. So here's what I need you to do. Simply text the word tips, daily tips, T-I-P-S, tips, T-I-P-S, to 719-299-3852. 719-299-3852. Do that, and I promise you'll be equipped to hit with your boots on the ground every day with something that's going to help grow your business stronger. There are hundreds and hundreds of tips there for you waiting to be consumed and implemented, most importantly. So text the word tips to 299-3852. Travis, bring in those guitars and let's get this episode going. You've heard his name many times here on the Contractor Fight. When I say something like, Travis, bring in the guitars. Well, today I'm super excited to share with you my buddy Travis, my producer, my friend. He is the guy who actually was the biggest nudge that I needed to pull the trigger with the Contractor Fight podcast a couple years ago. Travis is the founder and chief podcast producer at his company called Podcast Buddy. He helps business coaches, influencers, contractors, anyone launch and grow and monetize their podcast. Podcast Buddy's service allows you to do the fun part of the podcast, which is the recording. It's, for me, it's running my mouth, man. I am like, I get to run my mouth and it's pretty cool. And you get to... So I get to do the fun stuff and leave all that back end stuff that's confusing to me, the mixing, the mastering, the show notes, the uploading to iTunes, technical issues, all those other things, leave it to Podcast Buddy, Travis and his team. So listen, Travis also has a coaching program to help future podcasters launch successfully and current podcasters optimize their current shows and make them better, get more ears on them, and get found more and all that good stuff. So listen, using Podcast Buddy for your show can save you a ton of time and allow you to focus on the more important tasks that will convert to sales for your business, okay? So that you're not, doing the things that Travis and his team can do. You can actually focus on some of those bigger picture things. Here's what's also really cool. Travis has some major, major chops, experience in the audio world and things like that. His client list at Podcast Buddy is into the millions of downloads, over a couple million downloads, and have generated many times over six figures for his clients from the podcasts. And Travis is he's a professional audio engineer. He's recorded and produced music for the last 20 years. He wrote, recorded, performed all that stuff of the intro music we have here on the show, among a bunch of other stuff that's been featured on several TV shows like Smallville, Laguna Beach, The Mountain, The Hills, and many more. He's got credits on films such as Reservation Road, Fred 2, the movie, and on and on and on and on and on. He's been a bassist, guitarist in many, many bands, toured the country with some very well-known acts, and things like that. So guys, we got the real deal here today with Travis. If this intro seemed like a long commercial with him, you're damn right it was. because I believe in him and his company so much that I wanted to give it the time that I believe he deserves because of the way he has helped us grow the Contractor Fight. So without further ado, Travis Brown, welcome to the Contractor Fight once again.
My name is Travis Brown. I am a professional audio engineer, and I have been a musician for all my life. I tell people that music is my blessing and my curse because it's something that I think non-musicians all want to be a musician, and musicians all want to make money. So, you know, along my career, I learned some skills to help my music career, which were how to be an audio engineer, how to make records, how to record professional audio, because it's an important aspect of creating music. And over the last 20 years, I've written hundreds of songs. I've been on tour. I've toured the whole country. I've made records. I have songs on TV shows and films. And at some point in every musician's career, they look around and they go, well, the people around me have jobs and insurance and cars and like a house. And of course you want those things. So you start to look in other directions for ways to have a career and make money. So, I actually am a sales rep for Shure Microphones, which is the number one microphone company in the world. And on the side, I do my passion. I help people launch, grow, and monetize podcasts. So people like yourself, who are these successful people coaching other people, I've created a service to where I can do all the dirty work for you. So where you do the fun part, you record the interview, and then I take care of the rest. So it's led me into this amazing opportunity to help influencers have podcasts and you know, monetize their business through being a podcaster.
Well, I love it. And I can't say enough about how awesome it is to have you on the team, because it does make my life really, really simple to be able to just hit record for the most part. And between you and Roz on the back end, you know, Roz is scheduling guests and keeping me on track with the things that I got to record, and whether it's a solo cast or a guest interview or whatever. And then my job is to do the thing, and then I take the thing and I put it in a file thing. Actually, I don't even do that. It just ends up in Zoom, and Roz goes, gets it, and she gets it to you. And then next thing I know, poof, we're on the air.
I think your time is much better spent doing other things than learning how to edit audio and make podcasts.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because number one, I wholeheartedly agree. And I think I kind of have a, it's not really a mantra, a belief. It's a belief that I believe all, like Travis, I could go and I could engineer my own podcast. And you know what, dude? I could do my very, 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 very best. I could lay it all out on the field and just do my very best. But my best will never be the best that it can be done. And that's one of the ways that I decide how I'm going to delegate something in the business, is I go, okay, if I do this and I do it to the extreme best of my ability, I totally knock it out of the park, is it still going to be the best that it can be done? And in this case, it wasn't. And so I'm like, hire Travis.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I think there's a really great quote that I've heard before, and I'm not sure who said it. I'm not going to take credit for it, but
it was probably me.
It was probably you. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I think it's very important with, you know, I mean, like I can do my taxes, but I don't. I have an accountant who takes care of that stuff for me, because I'm smart enough to know that those things are better done by other people. So, my service, Podcast Buddy, was created to really take the unpleasurable parts of podcasting out of the equation and make it fun. And I think that right now is an incredible time to start a podcast and grow your business through this medium, because it's there's some stats I'd like to share with you currently about podcasts, which are that in 2018, 44% of Americans have listened to a podcast. That's 124 million people overall, which is up 12 million people from last year. And that is approximately the population of New Zealand, Ireland, Costa Rica, Norway, Finland, Denmark, Nicaragua, Switzerland, Australia, Hungary, Sweden, Portugal, Greece, Belgium, Chile, and Hong Kong. So It's a lot of people listening to podcasts. And most of those people are between the ages of 25 and 54. And those people are also more likely to make a purchase based on the relationship with the podcaster. So, you know, right now, it's an incredible time to start a podcast and you know, extend the reach of your business by creating, you know, a frictionless relationship with your potential audience. And when I say frictionless, I mean I can listen to a podcast and do the dishes. I can go for a run. I can go to the gym. I could be in my car. I could do a number of things while also listening to a podcast. So it makes it something that's very, and it's also free. You know, podcasts are free for everyone. So it's really an amazing time to, you know, start and launch a podcast.
Man, that's so cool. So, as you know, because you run the show here, you know, we got contractors that are listening to this right now. And what I love about what you just said is it's frictionless.
Yes.
You know, I have guys tell me they're operating heavy machinery with me in their ear. You know what I mean? Like they're just doing their thing, digging holes or whatever it is, listening to a show. They're, you know, they might be painting a house and they got their earbuds in and driving to a project and they're an hour in the car or whatever. I know we're going to get into some other stuff for, you know, why other types of influencers and business owners and things like that should podcast. But what are some reasons that a contractor might want to create some sort of podcast or audio show for his contracting business? Like, is there any future in that that will actually help a guy get some work or build a brand? Or
I have a lot of ideas when it comes to that. You know, you have to think about the end user. So I'm a guy and I want to potentially paint my house or upgrade my kitchen or, you know, maybe renovate a bathroom, right? The first thing that happens in that is that I'm going to start to do some research, right? I'm going to try to find out what's the, you know, what are the things I want to look out for? What are the pitfalls of potentially like painting an entire house? What are the, you know, questions I want to ask a painter? What are the specific paints I want to use, or you know, potentially what colors don't mix well together and things like that. So the opportunity here for a contractor is to potentially give their listeners and people who are researching those topics the answers to those questions and build a relationship of giving them the answers and the value to help me make the best decision possible for when it comes to making that purchase or making that change in my home. So when you do that, you're essentially building a relationship to where when I need to end up making the purchase, because you've given me all that value, because you've given me the information, I trust you already, and I'm more likely to hire you than I am to go find some other person and figure out if they're a good fit for me. So I think that by sharing, really, it's about value and information. So you want to basically inform and educate your potential customers, right? So, you know, I'm sure there's a million things a plumber or a painter or a contractor would want their potential customer to know. You know, the best decisions to make, the best paint to buy, the best products, you know, maybe the best toilet. I don't know. Maybe you like Kohler toilets over another brand of toilet. By giving that information and by putting out a podcast that's essentially maybe, you know, what's the best toilet I can buy for my house, right? And by giving that information to them, let's say they go and buy that toilet and they put it in their house themselves, but then later on there's some other epic problem in their household. Because you've given them that value and they're familiar with you and you have this relationship, they're more likely to call you for that job than by Googling and having to do that research. So essentially what you're doing is you're educating future customers by just giving them the information. Tell them how to do things. Tell them how to optimize tips and tricks and things of that nature to do things on their own, to when the actual job that you want to do, which requires a lot of work and hours and manpower, which is going to put more money in your pocket, there you are. Right? Does that make sense?
Totally does. And I'm just thinking, I know you work with a lot of coaches and speakers and authors and people like me and things like that. And one of the biggest reasons that I do this show is or well, really the biggest reason is it positions me as an expert in this field. And so I view this with the contractors being another way for them to position themselves, because Travis, as you know, like when you take a, if somebody's, say it's, just go to a painter, right? If a painter is got his own podcast, and let's say one of the topics is, you know, should I use flat or eggshell paint on my walls? Like if he literally did a podcast episode, 5, 6, 10 minutes long, whatever it needs to be, and answered that question, and then took that audio, transcribed it into a blog post, put it on his website with that question, because it's a highly sought after question that gets searched all the time, he's going to be more likely to show up in organic Google search in his area when somebody types in, should I use a flat or an eggshell paint? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's, I mean, you just nailed it. You nailed the exact reason why a contractor would want to start a podcast and have that type of content and those, you know, those content pillars coming off of the podcast, right? Because you, when you give people information and become, you know, when you become the giver of information, you're, you know, Google loves that. They love searchability. They love these questions that, you know, I'm imagining that contractors know exactly what people are searching for. And if they don't, it's probably very easy to type a couple questions in Google and find out what are people looking, what information are people looking for, and how can I just give them that value? And you'd be surprised how far that goes, more than a flashy ad or a sale. You know, I don't want to research this stuff, but as a homeowner, I have to, right? And the less friction I can have when I want to figure out what to do, it just makes my life that much easier. And most of my purchasing relationships are based off of the people that I trust and that I feel like are helping me out before I've even hired them.
Man, I love, my mind's going a million miles a minute for a contractor right now. Because I'm sitting here going, all right, let's just say I'm a deck builder, and how much does it cost to build a 400 square foot deck or whatever? Right. And I might even do a video, throw it on YouTube, take the audio, send it to you. Now we got a podcast. And then I would take that audio and have my VA transcribe it into a blog post. And so I'm hitting all these different...
You're hitting all the pillars.
And I'm repurposing that across multiple channels. And then in the process we are basically saying that every time somebody goes to Google, YouTube, anything like that, iTunes, whatever, we are the ones that are showing up in our industry as the expert. And that's what I love about this. So listen, one of the things you and I have talked about is how fast, and you just shared the whole 12 million people last year. You know, the growth of this, why are podcasts growing so fast?
Well, I mean, I think the main reason is that, you know, the friction. I think that people are so busy and they want to be able to do multiple things at once. They want to work. They want to work out. They want to work out in the yard, but they also want to be entertaining. I think the reason that podcasts have become so popular is because we're foraging for information. So humans, you know, we used to forage for food and spend all day finding food and shelter, but now we have all that. And I think from a mental standpoint, that we're starting to forage information, and we know that we have access to all of the information through the internet. So we're more open to trying to learn new things and to grow. There's so much information online that you could just literally type a question into the podcast app on your phone and find somebody who's specifically done a show about that. And you can listen for 30 minutes while you do the dishes and learn how to maybe optimize your website or what the best paint is to use, you know, on your child's bedroom, you know. So we know that the internet is a tool to find information, and we know how to use it. And now is the time to capitalize on that.
That's great. You know, it's what I love also about this is so many contractors come to me and they go, I don't have a lot of money to market my business, you know, and, you know, maybe they're just starting out or they're digging out of a hole or whatever it is. They haven't figured out how to be profitable and things like that. Guys, this is a way that you can market your business for extremely low cost.
Right. The barrier to entry to a podcast is literally the cost of hosting your podcast. So you can host a podcast. And if you're not familiar with what hosting is, if you have a website, it needs to be the data needs to be hosted somewhere. It's the same thing for a podcast. So you'd need your audio to be hosted somewhere. That way, when billions of people find out about you, that you don't crash your own website by people trying to get your audio. It lives on a server somewhere. So essentially, you can have a podcast for as low as $5 a month. And if you can't scrape $5 a month to share your value or message, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't be a business owner or be trying to market your business. And, you know, of course, I recommend purchasing a microphone, because the better your show sounds, you know, the longer people are going to listen. But you could literally sit in your truck with your iPhone and put on the Voice Memos app and talk into your phone and have almost good enough quality to have a show that could be broadcast and get you more listeners. So don't think that I'm out here selling microphones. What I'm selling you is I'm telling you exactly what you need to know to have a successful podcast. It's storytelling, and it's giving value to your potential customers.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought up that voice app on the iPhone, because I've actually, you know, I was just recently, I mean, in the last couple of months, I've recorded one or two shows doing that and sent you the audio file, because I just wasn't in a place where I could do it with my normal gear.
There's another quote I want to share with you. Some beats none. Okay, I don't know who said that one, but
I said that one too.
You did? Okay.
It's a reverb. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people get overwhelmed with the, I need this gear, I need this camera, I need this thing. If you're familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, and if you are, that's awesome. And if you aren't, he's pretty inspirational. But if you ever listen to his podcast, a lot of it's done like in the back of a cab. You know, the audio is really not that great, and it's surprising to me, but he is consistent as F, right? He is. Every day there's a new podcast, and it might not sound as great as the last one, but he's put it out. And I think that, you know, it's a great thing to think about, like, just go for it. You know, I'm sure everybody out there, all your listeners that are contractors, have a personal story that they could share to become more personable. Maybe even make a podcast about why you started your business. You know, I was tired of working for the man. I was, you know, I wanted to do something with my hands, you know, whatever your story is, share that with people. It makes you more human. And we're not looking to make purchases from, you know, shiny, fancy things. We're looking to connect on a human level, no matter what you think. You know, when I have a contractor to my house, you know, I want to shake his hand and look in his eyes, and I want to know that this guy's going to do me right. And if you create that, your own persona, that is you, it comes off genuinely, and people will want to work with you.
So this is great, because, you know, a lot of businesses in general look like every other business. Okay. And so it doesn't matter if you're a contractor, you're a coach, you know, one of the best things that we can do is differentiate. So I want to give you guys something that I want to piggyback on what Travis just said. Like, Travis, if I came out, or you called my company and you said, hey, we want to put in a landscape or whatever, you know, we want to build an addition, we want this, that, or the other thing. You know, we would pre-qualify you and all that other stuff. And at that same time, I would also have it set up where we would send you an email with links to some things about us. And I would share our stories just like you're saying there. Now, listen, I would dual purpose it. Like, I would record a video and then I would do the audio and put the audio on a podcast. Okay. Okay. But I would go, hey, if, you know, listen to why our founder, Tom, started the business 18 years ago. And that would be in the email, and somebody's going to click it. They're going to listen on their way to work. Now they're getting to know you. And when they get to know you, they start to like you, and they go, I mean, it's funny. One of the things that helped me grow my business years and years ago, you know, from like nothing to over 300 jobs a year within 3 years, was the fact that I would share with clients the journey my family was going on to adopt my three kids.
Absolutely.
And they got to know me, they got to like me. And after that comes trust. And so Guys, this is a great way that you can differentiate and tell your story, and you can interview your team members. Hey, why did you leave this big corporate job with your engineering degree, Andrew, who's now an owner in one of my partner's pond companies? Okay. He left his engineering degree to come build koi ponds. And now he's actually making way more money than he ever would have as an engineer, and he's happier. But like, and I would interview Andrew and go, tell me your story. So now the people that listen to this, they get to know you. Here's another thing, and I'm vamping on this, and then I'll shut up. All right. Guys, this is also what I was talking about on our last fight night in July about building your team. There are people in the industry that would love to come work for a company like yours. They just don't know you exist. And when they hear you telling your story and your employees telling a story and you're forward thinking and this is who we are and this is what we believe and why we believe it, the winners are going to want to come and be a part of that. And I think this is going to help you in recruiting employees as well.
Absolutely. I just had an idea. I mean, you could take it even one step further. You finish your job. You take your phone out, put on the voice memo app, and ask the customer what they thought of what you did. And then you're going to clip all these clips together of people saying, man, it was great. You guys were super fast. You did exactly what you said you were going to do. I'm super pleased with my blank, my deck, my bathroom, my paint job. And then, you know, you have essentially a reel of actual people after, you know, they're in the moment after you've closed your job. And they're telling you exactly what, you know, a testimonial that you can share with other people. And if it's bad, you don't have to publish it, but you can use that information to better your business and create better experiences going forward.
I love it. I love it, man. This is good shit. So, all right, let's assume that people listening now, there's a number of them are going, all right, I'm going to figure this out and I'm going to do this. So, what are some of the things that that person needs to know right out of the gate? Or maybe what are some of the biggest mistakes you see them making right out of the gate? Give us some direction there.
Sure. So in order to start a podcast, you literally need, like I said, a podcast host. So I recommend a site called Libsyn.com. And you're going to need some way to record audio, whether that's your phone or if you're going to get a microphone that plugs into a computer. I actually have on my website, podcastbuddy.co, an 8-day challenge where you can sign up and get an email for 8 days, and you'll have to take a step for about 10 minutes a day. And in 8 days, you will have launched a podcast. So if you're really thinking about this, I would recommend that you do that. But so what you would need to do is essentially record some audio. Now, whether or not you want to gussy that up with like some intro music or some type of introduction to what the show is your choice. You don't have to do that. A podcast is literally an audio platform, so you just need audio. And you would record something, let's say a message to future clients or maybe your story, and then you would upload it to that host and pick a publish date and publish the episode. So it's a pretty simple process, you know, from a standpoint of step 1, 2, and 3. The biggest mistakes I see people make, there's a couple. One, waiting too long, thinking about doing a podcast. If you're thinking about doing a podcast and you've thought about doing a podcast for a long time, it's time to do your podcast. And maybe what you do is you give yourself, I don't know, 3 months. Say, I'm going to do this for 3 months, and if at the end of it I hate it, I'll stop. And if I'm doing well I enjoy it, I will continue. That is the first mistake. The second mistake I see people making is trying to get advertising too soon, trying to get just ads in their show to have some dollars in. You want to use your podcast to sell yourself. By giving some advertiser, like let's say someone wants to advertise a widget on your podcast, you're basically taking their attention and directing it to someone else. If you were smart, you'd do an advertisement for your own products and services. I'm not going to mention names, but I know a guy who does exactly that and tells people the services and products that you are selling and drive people to those. So that's another, I think most people want to get an advertiser right away because, you know, there's an inherently a cost. If you hire a podcast editor, we charge a fee to edit your episodes. And I understand from a standpoint of a business that that's overhead. But it is a mistake that I see people making too soon. And then the other mistake that I see people make is they have just followed the leader. I think everyone thinks they're supposed to do an interview for a podcast. And interviews are awesome because it's a conversation and we're sharing information and we're learning from each other. But there are so many other things that you can do outside of the box from a standpoint of podcasting. You could call your mom and have her interview you, or tell you when she knew you were going to be an entrepreneur. You could sit down with coffee with one of your staff and have a meeting and record it and publish that. You could do the top five things people need to know about blank. You could record your thoughts on your commute. You could do the post-job breakdown. On this job, we went to paint this house. When we showed up, they hadn't cleaned properly. They hadn't moved their furniture. These are the things you're going to want to do when you hire a painter. There's just so many different ways that you can share value without having to necessarily schedule an interview with somebody, which I also sometimes feel like diverts the attention from you to someone else. Like this podcast has probably been a lot of Travis talking and not as much of Tom talking. So you're essentially giving me a gift by letting me talk to your audience, right? And you're taking its attention away from yourself. So I do like interview podcasts, but I think that there's a lot of ways that you can think outside of the box and have a podcast without having to necessarily say, oh, I need to line up 20 people to interview and I have to have questions, and it can be stressful.
Well, dude, I was, I don't know, had to be 70, 80, 100 episodes in to our show here. And before, I think you said to me, you know, you don't always have to interview somebody.
Yeah.
Well, you invented the solo cast, and that was a solo cast is essentially, you know, a rant.
Right.
But that took so much pressure off me because, to be honest, for everybody listening, it's hard work to line up a guest. And there's people that are willing to do it, but it's the scheduling and it's the audio issues and making sure that they have a good mic and a good Wi-Fi connection and things like that. And listen, just as a side note here, Travis, I want to make sure people understand that you're traveling on the road right now and made this happen from your car. So this isn't the normal, you know, top flight audio that you do. Usually you're on a mic like mine and things like that.
Actually, I'm on a microphone. I'm holding a microphone in my hand, a professional microphone that's actually plugged into a little device that's plugged into my phone. And that's how I'm recording my audio right now. And I'm sitting outside at a Starbucks. I'm sure at some point someone will hear some background noise, whether it be the gentleman who was sweeping next to me or not sleeping, but sweeping. He was working hard, or some traffic around. But, you know, here's the deal. You know, you can podcast from anywhere. You don't need a studio. You don't need some perfect room. This is authentic and raw, and we're having a real conversation, and I think that would translate better than any podcast that's from some sterile room with an interview with some boring person on the other end, right? And now, if you are out there, I'm going to do my own commercial for myself here. If you're out there and you're thinking about starting a podcast, but you may have a little bit of overwhelm and you want some help, I actually have a coaching program where I'll take you in 12 weeks and get you launched and get you all the tools you need, get your technology set up, recommend microphones, things of that nature. And, you know, if that's something of interest to you, you can reach me on my website. I've got a scheduler. You can make a phone call with me at no charge to you, and I'll tell you everything anyway because I love talking about podcasting. But if you feel like it's something you want to do and you're not really interested in doing the research, you'd rather grow your business, I am absolutely here as a resource to help you. And I recommend, you know, I've launched a lot of podcasts. I'm not going to say the specific number, but we have, we're up to almost 2 million downloads across the clients. So that's a lot of ears listening to podcasts. So, and a lot of people have grown their businesses, meaning their coaching businesses or their other businesses, online businesses, by specifically using the podcast to build relationships with potential clients.
Well, listen, I'll just plug you as well here. My podcast is by far my biggest generator of my audience and my leads for my businesses. And this show does not launch without you. I remember, I mean, dude, I was one of those guys, you know, said mistakes that people make is they don't start, right? They put it off and they put it off. And if it weren't for you in my ear for, I mean, it had to be what, 3-4 months?
Yeah. We've been bouncing around for a little while and you, one day, I don't know what struck you, but you're like, I'm doing it. I'm going to go for it. And now you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of downloads and, you know, like you said, you've grown your business and people get to know you and, you know, lucky for you, you have a great, you know, you have that personality that we all love. We like you in our ear telling us, getting us riled up and getting us, you know, going. And that's great. That's your value is the inspiration and the information that you give to us. And we get to apply that to our businesses. And it's a wonderful gift that you've given.
Well, you know, like I say, I can't say enough about what you've done for us here. And I want to encourage people to, if you're really seriously considering starting your own podcast, reach out to Travis and, you know, do that course, look into the coaching and then do what he says. If he says, buy this mic, buy this mic. If he says, buy this hosting service, buy this hosting service. If you know, one of the other things I love about you is you are very, this is one of the, and maybe you can go in here before we wrap up and talk about, you know, truly what does it mean to have a podcast editor and why do I need one? And I'll just share my thoughts quickly. But one of the things for me is you listen to so many hours and hours and hours of shows across so many different niches and things like that. And one of the many things you've brought to me, aside from the technical aspect and stuff, is you've brought a lot of good ideas of how we can make the show better. That's one of the things that I appreciate is you're always, I mean, I have a million, like anyone, right? I have a million things on my mind in my business that I'm running the day to day on. I'm not always thinking about necessarily how to make the next podcast better. I mean, I want it to be better. I want it to be great, but there's only so many things I can focus on. And that's what I love is, you know, it's usually once a month, once every other month, you hit me up. We try to grab a quick phone call and you're like, hey, I heard this in this other niche and then it made me think of this and it led me to this. And now I have this idea of maybe trying this. And I think that's how the whole solo cast micro fight episodes came about.
Absolutely. You know?
And, yeah. And those are our most popular by far because people can consume them really quick. They don't have to carve out an hour of their life to do it. So what are some other things that people might need to know the benefit of having a podcast editor?
Yeah. So, I mean, having a podcast editor is basically, I think, for somebody who's running a business and wants to podcast, the absolute most valuable thing you could ever have. What you're going to do is you're going to record audio. Of course, we're going to get you all set up so you're comfortable and you have all your technology working properly. So that stress part of when you actually get someone to interview, that your microphone works and you know how to use everything out of the way. So you're just confident with your technology, right? And then you're going to record an interview and you're going to give me that audio. And then from there, all I need to know is when you want it to publish. And me and my team take care of the rest. So what we're going to do is we're going to add in a slick intro, some music. We're going to, if you have any advertisements, we'll put those in for you. We make we mix and master it. So essentially what you're going to get is the best sounding audio quality, a broadcast ready file that goes out into iTunes when you want it to publish. Additionally, we write notes that are going to be put into iTunes and we get those notes back to you. They're link heavy notes that go over what you talked about in the show. And we recommend that you put those on your website because Google is going to scan your website and find all these wonderful links, backlinks, search terms that are going to drive people to your website. And let's be honest, you can easily go find the information on how to start and edit your own podcast online. There's no doubt that you can absolutely do it. But the time it will take you to do that will take away from your business. And if you're charging hundreds of dollars an hour to do some type of trade or you know, whatever you're doing, you're basically giving money away. So by hiring us, the friction in your life for the podcast goes away. You have a podcast, it sounds great, and you're out there selling and getting new customers. So I personally think if you're running a business and you want to do a podcast, not having a podcast editor is actually counterproductive to your world.
I appreciate you making the time to jump on here today and share this, because I think, and we didn't even get into this, we don't have time to get into it today, but I mean, there's going to be a time, I mean, the whole Alexa briefs, right? Where, you know, audio is not slowing down. And what I mean by that is, guys, there's going to be a point in time where a dude's going to be shaving and he's going to go, Alexa, get me a painter.
Yep.
Alexa, find me the best price for a house painter or, you know, a pond clean out or whatever it is. And audio, you know, I personally believe that those of us that are ahead of this are going to benefit the most from it. I don't totally know how yet. I just know that my experience with content has been, if I'm showing up, if I'm consistent, if I'm relevant, it's never a bad thing. And it always pays off in some way, shape, or form. And it might even be in an unexpected way, but nonetheless, it's about being relevant. So I want to encourage you all to get on the audio bandwagon.
Yeah. Check this out. Here's the challenge of the day, right? Take out your phone, pull out the Voice Memos app, and tell a story, right? Tell any story. Maybe it's about your childhood when you broke your arm falling out of a tree, or maybe it's the top five things you think that people who are going to hire you don't know, and record it and listen to it and say, do I sound good? Most people hate their voice, but do I sound good? Send it to your best friend. Say, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. Will you listen to this for me and just tell me, like, does this suck? And if they come back and go, no, I really liked it, then you know you're on the right path. Just try it. You know, before you buy a microphone or before you overwhelm yourself with a coach or any of this stuff, just check it out. Try it out. You've got it all built into your phone. I think that it's either going to light you up and you're going to be like, this is awesome, I'm excited, or you're going to say, this is not for me. And then you'll know which path to take.
I love it. All right. So before I ask you to bring the guitars in.
Oh, yeah.
where can we find you?
You can find me at podcastbuddy.co. It's not com. Somebody stole my domain. So podcastbuddy.co. There's a ton of information about what we do, how we do it. There's a scheduler where you can schedule me for a no obligation phone call where I'll tell you everything you need to know about whatever it is you're looking to do with podcasting. Of course, we'd love to work with some new podcasts, but generally, what I'd like to do is inspire you to actually start and do it, whether you're working with me or not. So I highly recommend you check out our site, and I would just love to, you know, I'd love to have a conversation with you if you have time.
I love it. Well, dude, I appreciate you you being here. I encourage everybody to reach out to you and at least check out what you got going on over there at podcastbuddy.co. And Travis, let's do this. Why don't you tell yourself to bring the guitars in as we rock on out of here.
All right, Travis, bring in those guitars, buddy. I love you.